So happy to have with us now the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. Coach, it's winding down finally, and you get through this last preseason game, and then it's on to the real stuff.
Yeah, we're looking forward to first going out and executing well against Chicago and trying to find a way for whoever's playing in there to help us get a victory. I think that's the message. You know, you always want to play good football. You want to be aggressive. You want to be sound. You want to take care of the football and find a way to win. And so that's first and foremost. And then once the game is over, of course, we'll find a way to get this team down to 53 guys and get ready to play Philadelphia.
Priority one, get through the game healthy, right? I mean, you just want to – you've gone this – you've worked this hard, 5 weeks of a lot of work to get this team together, and you really just want to get every single body through that without any injury, knowing that it's difficult because you do have to put players on the field, and when they're out there, they're exposed.
Yeah, I think it's – and the way to do that is you minimize it by going out and playing hard and playing physical. And, you know, you just – you can't worry about that. We have a game to play, and we need to play it for all the right reasons. And everybody out there has got to play fast and physical, and then we see what happens.
Knowing the balance between trying to stay healthy and trying to get, again, work for people and get them exposed so that they're prepared for the season, how does that factor in when you make a decision regarding Brandon Weeden, a rookie quarterback, not to play in this game at all for the obvious reason of not exposing him to injury, but and knowing backup linemen are going to be in front of him, weighing that against what you need to do to get him ready for that Philadelphia game in the regular season?
Yeah, you do whatever you can to get the players ready, and I think that goes without saying. I'm really happy that we've had an opportunity to get a lot of snaps in the first three preseason games with the ones. And so from that standpoint, I don't feel as bad about keeping him out of this game because he's had a chance to – play a lot of snaps in this preseason game, but whoever's in there has got to play and execute well, and I anticipate that our guys will go out and do a good job.
And that's a great point. You're talking about nearly 100 snaps that he's had, I think, through three preseason games, right? 90 plus, whatever it's been.
90 in the last two games.
Just the last
not to mention the first game, of course. So, you know, that's quite a bit.
And practice counts for something. I mean, the fact that you've got him out there every day and that you'll have him practicing in preparation for this first game, right? You're in terms of how you're looking at your evaluation of him, but more than that, you're getting him ready.
Sure.
He can get sufficient work in practice.
No question. And he's really taken all of the reps with the ones and really most of the reps in practice. And so that's what you need to do. I feel good about the work he's put in. Feel like he's improving every practice, and we'll see if it continues.
Now, you mentioned, of course, after this game, the cut Friday, 9 p.m., is when rosters have to be down to 53. For the most part, do you know in your mind how you see this roster coming together as we sit right now?
I got a pretty good feel for how most of it's going to come together, but you know, this game here will determine a few spots, and so it's important that we go out there and watch our guys play, help them play as well as they can play, and then just kind of let the chips fall there and see who makes the 53.
Some of the many of these backup players who are in that, you know, that we like to use the word bubble, but are maybe teetering on making the team or not. We're going to get a lot of exposure, a lot of playing time. So,
sure.
How do you watch those guys? What do you sort of look for? Just is it just performance, but is it also the idea of like how much effort they're putting into this? How, you know, give me a sense of what goes through your mind when you're watching those guys that are right on the edge.
Well, you evaluate those guys just like you would any other game. You know, you want to make sure they're playing fast. You want to make sure they're doing the right things, meaning they're lined up properly, they execute the right assignment, and then they finish the plays. And then you want to evaluate their ability to make plays. And so everything you would do for any player in any game, we're trying to get that evaluated in this game.
You've installed all that you're going to install as far as your offense and your defense, right? Everybody's got full exposure to the mm-hmm. to the playbook. When you go into a game like this, especially a fourth preseason game, How do you weigh the elements of what you utilize versus what's in your actual playbook? Do you have just sort of like base plays that you can just run to go about a game? Do you ever come close to doing things that are, quote, real in terms of your game plan?
No, I think every team has things they do in their base offense that they run every week. And those are the things that you're going to see in this game from both teams. You know, and then each week you put together plays or special things that will attack the defense that you're facing. But for the most part, you're going to see a game. Really, in all 16 games this week, you're going to see a lot of base offense, a lot of base defense, and try to create a situation where the players can go out there and play fast and physical.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It'll be a long night Thursday night. I mean, it's they always are, late games. And basically you and your staff gets a chance to come back afterward and have a Diet Coke and then get up the next day and go right to work. I mean, describe what Friday will kind of be like after a late Thursday night, knowing how important Friday is as you're setting that 53-man roster.
Well, I get back in here very early, you know. I'm not one of those guys that brags about that, but, you know, it's just the reality of it. Right. You know, we'll be in here very early and I get a chance to evaluate the tape. Tom and I will meet and we'll talk about the players. And then the coaches and I will meet, talk about how the players did. And we'll come to a decision on a few guys that played in the game that will determine whether they're going to be on a team or not. So it'll be a busy day. It's a long day. It's a tough day for coaches because, you know, we've had to cut some guys already. Right. And anytime you develop a relationship with players, you can like them and respect them a great deal. And then you got to tell them, hey, you know, you're not good enough to be here at this point. And so those are not fun things for coaches to do. It's real, and it's the reality of it. And unfortunately, we're going to ask a lot of good men to leave the building, so to speak, and that's never fun for a coach.
That's such a great point. You have to kind of wrap your mind around. I know you know you got to do it, but that there is a certain human emotion that comes into this.
Yeah, I mean, we're well aware of the process, as are the players, and so we know it. You know, the players know it. But there is this is a game coached and played and officiated by human beings, and so what you know, it is personal. It really is. And so, you know, you let a guy go that was close to making the team, and so you have that conversation with him and you try to encourage him and inspire him and you try to help him, and because you never know what's going to happen. We could have somebody stub their toe and they're going to be back in a week. And so, you know, that's just the reality of it. The players all know it well. The coaches know it well. And it's just the process we're going to be involved with.
So they take it – I mean, we don't know exactly how they take it, but in terms of your conversation, those meetings and
– they're varied. Some guys handle it well. Okay. Some guys not so well. You know, it's just because it's an emotional time for everybody.
Yeah.
And so however that plays out, you know, I think you just try to do the right thing. I've always felt in those situations the best thing to do is be honest with the guy. You know, there's certain players where you encourage them to keep going. There's other guys when they ask you, you know, you say, well, you know, I don't know what you should do from here. You know, so you just be honest with them and tell them honestly what you saw and evaluate their performance. And I think that's the best way to handle it.
And realistically, on Friday, what you're talking about after this to get to 53 and heading into this process, you're probably at roster spots through what, 49 through 53, as far as deciding those kind of your bottom end, real more or less.
The last few. I wouldn't put a number on it, but
no,
I would say the last few.
Okay.
You know, and those last few are going to be determined by performance, and they're going to be determined by injury. You know, and I think that's real.
And other and they don't necessarily come from what you have. Friday, you're going to look at the waiver wires, obviously, and who's out there, possibly.
Right.
So if we are talking about those final few spots, you may pull them from other teams.
Yeah. What happens and what's very real is on Friday is there's trades, there's cuts, and you may pick a guy from outside the building to be one of your 53. I think that's the reality of it. And so that's why it'll be a long day.
All the best. Thank you so much for taking the time to join
us. All right. Take care.
He is Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, joining us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. Yeah.